Welcome. Today, I invite you to join us for the 12 stages of the writer's adventure. What is the writer's adventure? That's a very great question. Well, I see that our life is an adventure. Everything we do, if we look at it through the framework of adventure, then we see that the ups and the downs, the pain, the joy, the sorrow, the frustration, the anxiety, the anger at ourselves and at the world, well, you know what? It's all part of this adventure. A lot of people call it the journey. And in fact, you know, think of it as a journey. I like to think of it as an adventure because for me, adventures are fun. So I welcome you on this writer's adventure and join with me over these next 12 weeks. And yes, you can do the course in shorter than 12 weeks, although I do recommend a good 3 months or 12 sessions for you to take the time to integrate a lot of the material and a lot of the exercises into your writing life. This course is produced for writers. You can apply this material to any creative endeavor. Of course, you could apply this material to your life. But my passion is writing. My passion is writing books. So I decided to focus the writer's adventure to writing books. So welcome. As I said before, there are 12 stages of the hero's journey. The hero's journey was set down by Joseph Campbell in his book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. It was then adapted by Christopher Vogler in his book, The Writer's Journey, adapted for fiction writers and screenplay writers. So I've taken this material and I've called it now The Writer's Adventure because I've adapted this material to the actual writing process. By following the 12 stages of The Writer's Adventure, you will write and complete your first book. Now, for writers who have already written books and may feel more advanced in their writing abilities and in their career, this tool is useful to them as well, useful to you as well. We all experience blocks. We all experience sometimes a lack of inspiration. Well, following these 12 stages will allow you to be re-inspired, recommitted, and get your book done. With the 12 stages, you will improve your productivity, tap into your inspiration much quicker, come up with ways and tools and your own personalized techniques for overcoming your writer's blocks, and get your book finished. 12 stages, yes, maybe 13, because I realized there's a zero stage. The zero stage is really making the decision, do I want to commit to this process or not? Do I even want to take a look at the process of writing a book? I know that writing a book is not for everyone, though many, many people dream of it. I do recommend, however, that if you dream of writing a book, then go for it. Use these 12 stages to write your first book. If your first book is just for you, fabulous. My first book was just for me and my writer's group. And it was a great, great experience. I felt so high after I finished my first novel. Yes, it took me 5 years, and I did it. So, here we go. To do the writer's adventure, you need a few things. You need writing material. So whether you write with pen on pad, pencil on pad, keyboard, computer, AlphaSmart, or some other kind of writing tool, I suggest you get your writing tools ready and that you have them near you and have writing utensils everywhere, in your purse, in your car, in your kitchen, in your living room, in your bathroom, in your bedroom, so that anytime you have ideas, you can jot them down. I advise you to set aside an hour a week for this process and allow it to be integrated into your writing that you're already doing. If you aren't doing writing and you've been wishing to be writing a book all this time, then allow this to be your first step towards writing your book. Allow the exercises I will suggest to be your writing time. Very important, make sure that you are not interrupted during your writing time. Tell your family members, your children, your pets to leave you alone, and for that 1 hour, you are writing. Sometimes it'll be less than an hour. A lot of the exercises that I propose are to be done with timed writing. So get yourself a timer. Go to the kitchen store and get a simple kitchen timer. You can also download free countdown timers online through Google, or pay for a fancy countdown timer that you could put on your wall or works for you on your computer. So now we've covered tools. The other thing I'd like to cover is time. Time, on the one hand, is finite. There's only so many minutes in a day, so many hours in a week, 178 hours in a week. What you do with your time is what makes you who you are. So decide, I'm going to give time to my writing. I'm going to sit down and use this 1 hour for writing, not for TV watching, not for laundry folding, not for reading a book or reading a magazine or surfing the internet or answering your email. Make this 1 hour your writing time. Mindset. We're going to get to mindset in some of the exercises that we'll be proposing. Just know that for this time, you're on an adventure. You don't know exactly where it's going to lead. You can experiment. If you don't like this adventure, you could try some other adventure. So come to this writer's adventure with a spirit of play, with a spirit of experimentation. So that's stage zero. Now let's begin with stage one. Start from where you are. So welcome to stage one, start from where you are. Know that you are entering now the preparation phase. Stages 1 through 4 are the preparation phase. This corresponds to the ordinary world in the hero's journey. So in your writer's adventure, you need to know who you are as a writer. I consider self-awareness, self-knowledge, so important. It is foundational. This is where I really invite you to spend some time. I will propose some writing time. I also propose some meditation time. This is a really great time for you to just sit and notice your thoughts and your feelings about being a writer. So now I would suggest that you turn to page 1 of the workbook and look at Goals, Motivation, Conflict Handout, GMC Handout. Now, why is it important to know your goals, your motivations, your challenges, and your strengths? Again, it's very important to know who you are so you can make some decisions about where you want to go. If you notice that one of your weaknesses, for example, is that you have a short attention span, well, that's really great information. If you notice you can only focus on something for 5 to 7 minutes at a time, well, then I would recommend, with that knowledge, that you set your timed writing to 5 to 7 minutes. I would say 7 minutes. And with the knowledge that you have a short attention span, you can build on that and start training yourself to have a longer attention span, specifically by using a timer. By knowing your strengths, you'll know, for example, perhaps you like to write poetry and you don't really like to write sentences and you like to write things in phrases. Well, that's a strength of yours. And knowing that will help you shape what kind of writing you want to focus on. Because on this writer's adventure, yes, we're going to have challenges, but the goal out there is something that you want so badly, you're going to go after it no matter what. And knowing what your strengths are, and your strengths can include your family, your friends, people who are supportive of you, is going to help you tremendously on this adventure. Knowing what your weaknesses are, like I said, will allow you to work around them. One of the weaknesses I noticed is that I had tons of run-on sentences in my writing. I didn't quite realize it until someone pointed it out to me. So what that helped me do is when I knew that later in my editing process, I could be on the lookout for that. Also know what your habits are. It's really important that you look at where is your high energy in the day? Where is your prime time? I didn't come up with that. Alex Mendozian came up with that. I really like it. Like primetime TV, we also have primetime energy. Now, while you're writing your book, you may have a full-time job. You may have other activities that need to get taken care of. So, as my mentor, Eric Mizell, recommends, put writing first. If mornings are where you have the highest energy and you get a lot done, get up a little bit earlier and sit down and do some writing. If you notice that late at night you're excited to be creative, well then sit down then and do some writing. Also notice what your aptitude is. Perhaps you want to write a book, but you don't feel so strongly that your English, because it's a second language, is not that great. Well, that's fine. So maybe you want to take some courses and improve your English. Or if you notice your grammar is not that strong, look around at adult schools, for example, or online to take some courses. Notice also where your talents are and where your skills are. This is important because if perhaps you really love to read one kind of genre, but when you sit down to write it, it doesn't come so easily, notice what you're naturally inclined to write. I tried to write romance. That was hard. So what I noticed when I was writing quickly on my second novel is what came out was adventure stories. Was wide-ranging adventure stories that had a little bit of romance, but that wasn't my main point. So I learned that I'm really an adventure writer, a fantasy and science fiction writer. Also notice your level of enthusiasm. If you had to decide right now how enthusiastic you were about being a writer, on a scale from 1 to 10, where 1 is not that enthusiastic or not at all, and 10 is extremely enthusiastic, decide on a number for that. Now pause the tape and sit down and do the GMC exercise. And when you're done, come back to me and I will give you one more exercise for stage 1. I said I would give you one more exercise for stage 1, and in fact I'm actually going to give you 2. First off, I want you to reflect on your feelings and thoughts about what was it like to fill out the GMC worksheet. Take a moment to think about it, or draft some notes. Good. Now whether it was hard, whether it was easy, somewhere in between, maybe you experienced some frustration about it, that's all good information. That's all it is. Our emotions are information. So take a moment to bless this moment. And yes, I'm a very spiritual person, so I'm going to encourage you too to get in touch with your own spiritual nature and allow this moment to be wonderful. You have just recognized that you want to be a writer, or that you are a writer. I would invite all of you, and in fact, I knight all of you, that you are all writers. So thank you very much for taking the time to look at your goals, motivations, challenges, and strengths, and talents, and skills, and aptitude, and habits, and getting to know yourself better. It's all good information. So the next exercise I'm going to give you is to set your timer for 20 minutes and free write about your vision of yourself 10 years from now. This is the next page in your workbook. How do you want to feel? What do you want to be doing? So think of your inner world and think of your outer world and describe your life 10 years from now. Is writing part of your life? Are books part of your life? Is some other creative endeavor part of your life? So I want you to work on this for 20 minutes. And why is this exercise important? When we have a vision of ourselves, of who we're striving to be, that helps us. That pulls us forward. That allows us to have a dream that's beyond us. It gives us hope. It gives us something to reach for. We all need dreams. And it is very good and wonderful to really own and feel and know your dream. So as you write your vision of yourself 10 years from now, paint a scene. Give it smells. Give it texture. Give it feeling. What do you see? What do you hear? Who is with you? So set your timer for 20 minutes and write. When you're done, check back in. Congratulations. You have now completed stage 1. Start from where you are. During the next week, notice if your goal for yourself, your motivation for yourself to write your book, your challenges, your strengths, notice if any of those things have shifted, because now you've brought your awareness to them. And make note of it in your journal or on note paper or in your computer, wherever you like. And I do recommend having a writer's journal. Just notice if these things have shifted at all, or what your reflections on them might be. And also, during the week, just notice, too, how the vision that you have painted for yourself resonates in your daily life. And notice where the vision is already part of your life. Great. Well, congratulations again for completing stage one, Start From Where You Are. Be sure to listen in next week for stage two.